Once upon a time, 12 sisters lived in a palace in a land far, far away. Every night before going to bed, they would leave their shoes outside the door, change into their nightgowns, turn off the lights, and fall asleep in their row of identical beds. "Good night," one sister would say to the other, and she would then say good night to the next. The chain of goodnights rarely reached the other side of the room, as at least one of the sisters had usually fallen asleep by then. The princesses slept soundly through the night and awoke the next morning feeling completely refreshed. But there was a mystery that no one in the palace could explain. Every night the princesses left their shoes outside the room, clean and polished. The next morning the shoes were dirty and scuffed, as though they had been worn all night long. And yet the princesses always seemed as if they'd slept deeply the whole night. When asked about the shoes, they smiled and shrugged, offering no explanation. The princess's bedroom door was closed at night. Their room was on the top floor of the palace, so they couldn't climb out through the windows. What did the princesses do at night? Where did they go? It was a mystery that puzzled everyone in the palace. All that they knew was that the princesses walked or danced so much that their shoes had to be cleaned and mended again and again. One person in the palace was particularly curious about the mystery. A young maid named Freya worked in this wing of the palace and often noticed the shoes as she carried out her morning duties. Freya knew that the princesses would never reveal their secret, but she also had a secret of her own. On her 18th birthday, Freya had received a present unlike any other. Her grandmother gave her a small wooden chest, which at first appeared to be empty. But then her grandmother told her to put her hand inside the chest. And as she did so, she felt something. The soft touch of the finest silk. It was a magical sensation to touch the air and feel something so beautiful. But she was sure the box was empty. She could see that there was nothing inside, nothing visible at least. But then, with the help of her grandmother, she slowly took her present out of the chest and held it up to the light. In the golden rays of the morning sun, Freya could just make out the faint outline of a transparent gossamer fabric. To her astonishment, her fingers seemed to disappear right before her eyes. She moved her hand, shaking it free of the fabric, and watched as her fingers magically reappeared in the air. Freya's grandmother smiled at her expression of confusion and wonder. She explained that this magical object was an enchanted cloak, which could render anyone and anything invisible. In certain lights, someone might be able to detect the shimmering outlines of the cloak, but only if they were looking very closely. When Freya wore it, she would be almost entirely invisible and could move freely. She could go anywhere she wanted, her grandmother said. Freya had kept the cloak hidden in the wooden box tucked under her bed. She had felt overwhelmed by the possibilities it offered, and so she waited to use it until the moment felt right. The mystery of the princess's dancing shoes presented the perfect occasion. After several weeks of curiosity, Freya decided it was time to put her cloak to good use.